Welcome back into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here. As we shift gears, we're going to talk a little bit about something going on in Wamego this Friday. We've got from the Wamego Hospital Foundation, Development Director Tina Rockhold. Good to have you in.
Hey, great to be back.
And we've also got Emily Schrader, Lead Radiology Technologist. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're glad to have you both in. Friday's a big day for the Wamego Health Center. There's a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the newly installed 3D mammography equipment. That sounds exciting.
It is exciting. We are happy to announce we'd love for the public to come out to Wamego Health Center. We're at 711 Gen Drive in Wamego. At 11:30, we'll be hosting a ribbon cutting for our newly installed and now operational 3D mammography unit. And that is just it's wonderful that a community the size of Wamego, a hospital the size of Wamego Health Center, is able to provide 3D mammography services for patients. It's unusual for perhaps a hospital that size to provide that, and it's all about providing access to the latest, the greatest, the best technology for our patients in Wamego. So we're delighted to invite the community out for that ribbon cutting.
All right, and so this is upgrading from 2D to 3D technology for mammograms. How significant is that?
It is a huge, huge upgrade. 2D mammography is fairly standard, but when you get to 3D technology, it just gives the image for the radiologist to read the depth, and they can just see so much more of the imaging of the breast, and it can reduce patients' callback for mammography examination. So we're really excited to bring that technology, and like Tina said, it's already in operation. We've already probably done about 25 to 30 patients, and we have had a couple women who did have to come back, do some follow-up, but everything's good. So we're really excited to have this wonderful technology in Wamego.
All right. Yeah, sounds great. So the ribbon cutting is 11:30 on Friday morning. You're going to have some special guests there?
You bet. Well, we are hosting this in conjunction with the Wamego Chamber of Commerce. So, of course, the Chamber of Commerce representatives will be there. We'll have some other business representatives. Our Hospital Foundation board members will also be on site. This project is possible through the Wamego Hospital Foundation. The board has taken on this project as the main capital campaign driving forward, and it's a large campaign. It's $322,000 just for the 3D mammography equipment. And it is, you know, it's powerful that we have people who believe in providing the best for patients. And so as part of this project, our foundation board will be there to kick off this, be part of this ribbon-cutting ceremony. Then, of course, come join us and meet some of the staff at Wamego Health Center. We'll have the radiology department there, and Teresa, Emily, and the others. They are fantastic, and I'll let Emily talk a little bit more about just the relationship that they have with patients. One of the benefits of being in a small hospital is, you know, it's almost like when you walk in the door to check in, to register for your procedure, or even just a clinic visit, it seems as though you're among family and friends. And when you are, when a patient is being seen for something that is highly stressful, perhaps cancer diagnosis, having that trusted hand, having that familiar face in your community at your side is very powerful. And so we're excited to have that as part of the process here.
Yes, absolutely, Tina. Thank you. And one thing that really helps us at Wamego Health Center, we are a small community, but a lot of these things couldn't be possible without being a part of a larger association. And we are, most people don't know, we are associated with Ascension Healthcare, which is the largest healthcare organization in the nation, as well as we are sister hospitals for here in Manhattan, Ascension Via Christi Manhattan. And one of the benefits of being associated with a larger facility is to bring in this technology like we have at Wamego Health Center. And so it's just amazing all the benefits that we do get from being a part of a large health center, but also being Wamego Health Center, we can provide that hometown personalized touch of knowing our patients when they come in the door and being able to park right outside, getting your exam scheduled next day or same day if needed, and the services also that we provide in the hospital. It's amazing. Just in the imaging department, we do have MRI, CAT scan, of course, basic radiology, ultrasound, and biopsy procedures. But the we do have our ER, physical therapy, 24-hour lab, and just cardiac rehab. And it's just we offer a lot in our small town.
You know, and I think the bigger piece that I would appreciate if I was someone using this is not having to go to Wichita or not having to go to Kansas City or even Topeka for that matter. It's right in your backyard here in the Manhattan Wamego area, kind of almost a metro area, I guess you could say. But nice that it's easily accessible right here.
Absolutely. We at Wamego Health Center, we are considered a critical access hospital. And one thing that means is specifically if you are having chest pains, heart problems, stroke symptoms, you know, you need to get to your closest emergency room. And that's what we are there for. We have the ability and the medications and everything that you need within minutes of your onset of symptoms. And then if needed, we are contracted to send to other larger facilities that can further treat the diagnosis if needed.
All right. One of the advantages, there's many here for 3D mammography, but the fact that it produces fewer false positive results, that's a big plus.
Yes, absolutely. One female or male, if needed, needs to come in to get that mammogram. The image quality is so much better that the radiologist can see, like I was saying earlier, more in depth of a picture to further, if there is something, it may be an abnormality that they see, they can hopefully diagnose it at that time if it's just a cyst or lymph node or something like that, versus having the female come back and get additional x-ray views or just going right to ultrasound.
Yeah. So. Well, and I know there's a lot of challenges here, and you want to diagnose that as soon as you can before it spreads.
Right? Absolutely. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, and Tina, you touched on the fact that this is a part of a capital campaign. Is that an ongoing capital campaign?
That is an ongoing capital campaign. Thank you for clarifying and asking that, Brandon. You know, when the Wamego Hospital Foundation chose this project, we knew that it was going to be sizable. As I had mentioned, $322,000, that doesn't just drop in the bucket. It is ongoing. But we, as the board, they chose to go ahead and implement this before fundraising was complete. It's too important to have this highly sophisticated breast cancer detection available in our community to hold off the installation and operation of this equipment. So they have forged forward, and we are just beginning the campaign. We are working towards building that $322,000, and this ribbon cutting is a nice awareness piece for the technology and for that being available in our community. But we also have fundraising looking forward. It is ongoing. Of course, contributions are always welcome at any level, whether it be a financial contribution or a contribution to our next fundraising event, which is Diamonds and Denim, and that will be April 25th at the Columbian Theater. So that will be our next big fundraising event with all proceeds benefiting the 3D mammography campaign.
All right. And I've known there's a lot of hospitals that use those types of fundraisers. Those are very good events to help fundraise. And so I guess you're in the planning stages of that right now?
We are, yes. We already have several sponsors on board, and formal invitations will be hitting mailboxes the first week of March. So for anyone who has participated in Diamonds and Denim event in the past or is interested in participating coming this year forward, we are really excited to bring that back. It has been a few years since we hosted a Diamonds and Denim event. The last one was in April of 2017. So we're really excited to bring that back to the community. We feel like it's a great way to not only procure funds for our campaign, but to just really bring the community together, bring our supporters together so that we can highlight this great technology and all that WAMIGO Health Center has to offer, as well as in not only the 3D mammography, but the recent expansion and renovation of the hospital, which is fantastic. If you get an opportunity to come, whether it is the ribbon cutting this Friday at 11:30, or if it is just to come take a peek around, it is a lovely facility. And that that was funded primarily through donors. And it's just a fantastic tribute to the pride that the community has in their hospital and keeping those services viable and active and up to date with the latest technology.
And I know technology kind of improves so fast. It's hard to stay on top of it here. But how would you compare this 3D mammography to maybe what you'd see in some of those other big cities?
The 3D mammography is exactly what you'd see in a larger health center, larger hospital. So we are at the highest level of technology there is when it comes to 3D mammography.
All right. And you said it's already been in place here for quite some time. What's the feedback you've gotten from patients?
The ladies have been walking into the room just excited. It looks neat. We've got some nice background lighting to it. And it's just, they feel so positive knowing that they are getting such a good exam. And they're just, one lady walked out and she was expecting confetti because she was so excited walking out of the room. She was our very first patient. And so she was excited. But we've gotten very good feedback. And we've got people calling to schedule. And, you know, we are or easily we can get them in the next, you know, whenever it's convenient for them. So
it's not too hard.
No, it's not too hard to schedule.
Okay. Well, great. And again, the ribbon cutting is this Friday, 11:30 at the WAMIGO Health Center. That'll be in the main lobby. You'll do that there?
That's correct. Yes.
Will people have a chance maybe to go maybe see the equipment hands on?
Yes. Yeah. We're going to have the chamber there doing the actual ribbon cutting ceremony. But yes, we are giving the opportunity for people to come in and tour the area, tour the machine, as well as all the other services that we provide in the radiology department, and food, of course.
Yeah, well, that's
important. It's always good.
Yeah, well, it's always fascinating to see because you know a lot of regular folks don't get to go back and see all the technology until they're actually in
exactly.
the hospital,
which is not always a good time. So come when you're feeling well, and we would love to show you around.
Okay, very good. Again, that'll be Friday, 11:30. Is there anything else, Tina? We need to highlight.
Well, one thing that Emily and I were discussing is that, you know, maybe some don't understand why it would be important to have this technology in a community that is only 20 minutes away from Manhattan. One of the main things that we want to discuss is that there was outmigration. We were noticing that the current technology maybe wasn't being utilized as much as it had in the past. And so 3D mammography is highly sought after. Patients who know they want need a mammography are looking for 3D. And so we were seeing many patients travel out of town to get that service. And so, you know, as we've already discussed multiple times today, the idea of having a hospital in your community where you don't have to drive, you have access to the best technology right there, we feel that that was really important, that we wanted to keep our patients safe from traveling distances. We wanted to provide the convenience and the access to 3D mammography. And so here we are. And sounds like things are rolling along well with almost 25 patients already seen and great feedback.
Yeah, very good. Well, and if people want to donate to the Capital Campaign here, where's the best Mercy
sure.
Foundation? Would it be
actually the best way to donate? The easiest way to donate would be online. Isn't online beautiful? Mm-hmm. The easiest way to donate to the WAMIGO Hospital Foundation, they may go to WAMIGOHealthCenter.org. And on the top bar, near the title bar, there is a giving link, and you may simply make an online contribution there to this capital campaign or any need that the foundation may offer, whether it be for patient programs or anything of that sort. You may designate how you want your funds to be used. And then additionally, if you would like more information about Diamonds and Denim, which, again, is April 25th, the biggest fundraiser we have coming forward for the 3D mammography campaign. It's at the Columbian Theater. And you may go to the Facebook page, Wamego Hospital Foundation, and just simply look for the details there. We would love to have you on site. It's going to be a great night. Again, been 3 years since we had that event, and we're looking forward to bringing it back in full force.
Very good. Yeah, it's a great opportunity, and anytime you want to give to the Hospital Foundation, that's it's a great avenue to give charitably to. 11:30 again Friday morning. That's when the ribbon cutting is here for the 3D mammography equipment at the Wamego Health Center. Tina Rockhold, Emily Schrader have been our guests. Anything else before we go?
Oh, thank you for the opportunity to have us on this morning.
All right. Thank
yes,
you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. More in focus after this. News Radio KMAN.